हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनां.
सो लास्ट टाइम आई डिड नॉट इवन डू द भाष्यम् आई जस्ट एक्सप्लेन्ड आई डू द भाष्यम् दिस वीक नो आई वांट टू कवर द वर्सेस बिकॉज मेनली इन द सेकंड चैप्टर Second chapter, main subject matter of second chapter is Jnanam. Sankhya means Jnanam. Okay, so the chapter wherein self-knowledge is subject matter, and there Karma Yoga also is discussed. That is why second chapter is an epitome of the entire Gita. The main topic of second chapter is knowledge. Knowledge of the self. Knowledge of the reality, meaning knowledge of the self, and which should be unfolding only the nature of the reality which is available for recognition as the self. And there we also, for which we need to understand, you know, what is subtle and what is gross and what is destructible here, what is not destructible here, what are worrying about, a lot of things are discussed. And in the chapter also, the Karma Yoga also is discussed. As part of the teaching. So Karma Yoga has nothing to do with the Jnanam. We can ask, but why Karma Yoga is discussed? Because there the question of karma comes. You know? And so how? But with that means if knowledge is the only means for moksha, then why should we think of doing karma? People who are committed to the pursuit of moksha, they can just totally ignore karma. And we can then, okay, ignore karma, don't do karma at all. You can just go for pursuit of knowledge. Okay, so actually, that sort of doubt can come. See, even if you become committed to the pursuit of moksha, once when you know really, what am I really seeking in my life, and thereby when you understand pursuit of knowledge also, and that commitment to the pursuit of knowledge implies what? Whether you are ready for that pursuit. Whether you are eligible for that pursuit. If not, you are committed to that pursuit, but how are you going to prepare yourself for that? And this is where Karma Yoga comes in the picture. This is where Karma Yoga is presented there. Because the preparedness is dependent on living a life of Karma Yoga. The mental, without mental preparedness, no, knowledge is impossible. And therefore, if knowledge has to take place, means mind, one has to become emotionally mature and ready for the knowledge. That readiness, reckoned part of the mind, is dependent on what? This lifestyle. Mind cannot become, and that's why one needs an initiative. Here, a commitment to live a life of dharma, discerning the right and wrong, and always using one's free will and one's knowledge of values and trying to choose to do the right, avoiding the wrong. And there again, there's having an attitude, whatever I do, ultimately I'm doing it for, what? My preparedness, thereby I can discover happiness. Once you know this, then everything becomes offered to Bhagavan. Do it with an attitude of offering to Bhagavan. Ishwarpana buddhihi. Then even if I do the right thing, even if I am very prayerful, now even if I entertain the attitude of offering to Bhagavan, still anything which comes in life may not be desirable, may be desirable. Then how do I accept it? Why have an attitude of offering to Bhagavan? Everything I do it with Isharpana Buddhi, but still why things are happening like this? I don't complain. Even there, I accept everything, sameness of mind, samatthu. Now, samatthu, which is, I accept everything, sameness of mind as prasada. I'm able to look at everything as prasada because I know everything that comes in life is ordained by the natural law, which is Ishvara, which is also the Lord. Okay, then once I understand the subtle fact of every situation having a cause, in keeping with the cause, every situation being ordained by as a natural law, which is Ishvara, then this helps me to accept. And everything comes and goes. Nothing in life is permanent. Success and failure, anything comes and goes. Pleasure or pain comes and goes. This understanding of situations, everything is impermanent also, helps me accept the things which is sameness of mind, which is samatva. It's a great thing. No? That's what samatvam is possible only if a person entertains Ishvara prasada buddhihi. Accepting the situation with the natural, looking at everything as prasada. These two attitudes are very important. And yoguha karmasu kaushalam, we saw that. Discretion in action is yoga. Always. It is, of course, perfection, skill and efficiency, expertise. In action is yoga. If it's also discretion in action. Whatever I do is right. Knowingly, I don't do anything which is against dharma. This sort of attitude converts whatever I do into yoga, that means which prepares mind for knowledge. Without this, living this life committed, without living a life of karma yoga, there is no way of becoming ready for jnana, without which knowledge is not possible, without which my end becomes never accomplished. Understand? It will be a constant search and constant endless slogging. That is where karma yoga has been brought in between. Other people talk about karma yoga, a wrong thing which is, there's a misunderstanding of karma yoga. That is, whatever you do, do your duties without expecting the results thereof. There is also a verse, people quote the verse, karmanyevadhika, which is not in this context. I'm just simply adding that because to remember the important points of karma yoga. Karmanyevadhikarahate ma phalesho kadachana karma phalahetuhu ma bhuhu ma te astu sangaha akarmani. May not be attached to inaction. May not remain lazy or idle. Don't give up doing your duties. And do your duties. And don't be author of the results of actions. And they say one thing. They use the word adhikaraha, use the word right. You have right. Now, people say this. And then you don't have right, to think of the results thereof. That means, it is translated as, may not expect the results thereof. It means doing your duties without expecting the results is karma yoga. That's a wrong teaching. You know that if you think you will add guilt to your guilt, or already you have guilt. I don't need to talk to you about it in this because I was another teaching which goes with that. I talked about the value of dharma, discretion which is implied by the yoga karmasu kaushalam, discretion action. Always knowing what is right, what is wrong. Just do the right, avoid the wrong. And samatvam yoga uchyate, having Ishvara prasada buddhihi. And having Ishvarapana buddhihi before doing everything. This I talked about. And there again, this doubt still will be there. Okay, do anything and everything without expecting the result thereof. This also, imagine the very karma is impelled by what? Our Shastra makes it very clear. Any action itself is an expression of your desire. Understand? That is why any karma is done for the fulfillment of a given desire. A small or big. That means definitely you do a karma expecting a result. No fool can do a karma without expecting a result. The Shastram cannot say something which is against your thing. It is not said there, do a karma without expecting. No, that is not said there. You are doing a karma impelled by your desire for a given end, for expecting a result. Nothing wrong. Nobody can do a karma without expecting a result. So you are doing the karma expecting the result, but no, you can nothing wrong in expecting a result. You cannot do without expecting a result, but know the fact involved there. You can expect any result, but the results may not be to your expectation. Understand? Results may not be to your expectation. Therefore, prepare yourself. You expect a result, but be also intelligent enough to accept any result which comes. Understand? That means what? Any result which you accept means what? How can you accept it? It can be exactly what you expected. It can be more than what you expected. It can be less than what you expected. It can be just opposite to what you expected. It is surprisingly something different from what you expected. Completely opposite of what you expected. Anything can be anything. Such result comes. Okay? And you understand you are not the author of the results. You have choice over actions. Before you do an action, you can always choose to do a given action. Because you have willpower, you have knowledge of values, you can choose to do the right action. Understand? But once you finished any action, you always you choose to do. You see what you're going to gain, what everything, you can always choose to do an action. But once you finish doing an action, it's not exactly the result of the given action you did. Even if you did it perfectly well, still situation which comes immediately, which looks as though it's the result of the present action, really speaking, situation which would either cause pain or for you pleasure, you know, which is ordained by what? The natural law. You have, because any fruit of any action is always determined by the natural law. It's a subtle fact which you do not know. And you don't know how many laws are existing. You cannot see all the laws through your physical eyes. But if you're intelligent enough, your mind is subtle enough, then you can appreciate, you know, the laws being manifest, which determine the results of fruits of actions. In the form of every situation you go through in life is determined by the natural laws. Now, studying a few laws in physics will help you understand everything which comes in life is in fact ordered by a given law, in keeping with whatever is there before. Once you can understand this, that means there's a proper cause why something happens, and whatever comes also comes and goes. That is why laws determine the results means Ishvara determines the results. That means you are not the author of the results. You cannot choose. You can't choose. Well, this is what the result I want. I want only pleasure. I don't want pain. I want only success. I don't want failure. I want only success. Like that, you have no choice. You have choice over actions. But you do not have choice over situations which come as fruits of actions. You have no choice. Once you understand, that's why you do your actions, you are doing it expecting results, but they may not be to your expectation. And it's because they're determined by the laws. That is why it says, Ma Paleshu Kadachana. No? And next shloka, next line he says, and may you not be the author of results. Don't think you are
responsible for any result comes.
Then what though? If that is the case, everything hardened by the Allah, they let me remain from doing any action. I'm scared of facing any situation. Thinking then don't be, that's why don't remain idle or lazy. Don't be attached to inaction. Don't be given to remain without doing anything. Do your duties. One has to do what one has to do with proper attitude, etc. That also there must be some maturity to accept anything Ishwar Prasadati. The sameness of mind. That is yoga. Understand? It's also very one line which I want to tell you, which I don't need to tell you in this context. There is a part of Karma Yoga. Always, everybody teaches, may you do your duties without expecting the results thereof. Which is not. Which is very confusing. People may lose interest if you say, oh, don't do your actions without expecting the result. It is not. I'm doing it, of course, for the result. Understand? But I tell you, later on, as you go further in Bhagavad Gita, it's amazing, excellent. The Gita comes in really, once you finish the third, as you go further and further and further, very beautiful. There's a lot of things. But people, when they, by the time they finish second chapter, they get tired. They should see how beautiful every chapter is afterwards. Even the Maya, and all you understand very well when you go to 16th and 14th and 17th chapters. So all these verses, no, talk about the Karma Yoga only. How Karma Yoga, how Karma becomes Yoga, how Karma Yoga, we're preparing the mind for knowledge in due course of time, no, it contributes for moksha. At the same time, Karma, without performed without proper attitude, how it's a mere Karma, how Karma produces only phalam. Okay, it doesn't contribute for preparedness required for jnanam, therefore karma binds, karma yoga results in freedom. That was said before. What we do? What should we do now?
49-51.
Okay. So we saw last class that Dureena Hyavaram Karma Buddhi Yoga Dhananjaya Buddho Sharanam Anvicha Kripanav Palahetavaha. So karma, buddhi yogat karma durena avaram. See, durena duram literally means no distance. I told you already far. So this mere performance of karma, the mere karma, is far inferior to karma yoga. What is karma yoga? What is karma? Karma is performance of actions, performance of duties. So karma yoga also is what? Performance of duties and actions. But what is the difference? It is the attitude with which you perform, is the attitude, how you look at the situations. Now, your commitment to dharma, these things convert the same actions into yoga, which is called karma yoga. Karma yoga is superior and karma is far inferior. Understand how you could look at this. How? Why it is superior, far inferior? Because karma yoga results in moksha. Karma yoga prepares the mind for jnanam, which is moksha. Whereas karma now can never prepare the mind for jnanam. That's why it's inferior. Therefore, what you should do, that's why he says, buddho sharanam anvicha. May you be given to, may surrender to live, surrender to karma yoga. Buddho sharanam anvicha means may surrender to karma yoga. May you be given to the life of, given to live a life of karma yoga. If you do not live a life of karma yoga, you will be what? You will be a kripanaha. You are a miser. Why any karma, the one who does not live a life of karma yoga, one who lives a life of karma yoga is a karma yogi. One who does not live a life of karma yoga is a karmi. In Tamil we have this word karmi. You know, karmi, Tamil, something, Telugu also we have this. Karmi means stingy, miser. Understand? Karma yogi, you have choice. You can choose to be a karma yogi. You can choose to be a karmi. The attitude makes you a karma yogi. Then it will result in jnana, which is moksha. Understand? Karmi means a kripanaha. Who are kripanaha? Palahetavaha. Those who think they are jatas of the fruits, and those who are attached to the fruits of results, actions, that means those who do not have proper attitude, such people are, those who are not karma yogis are palahetavaha. Understand? Those who think they are the authors of fruits of actions, such people become kripanaha. Those who do not use the buddhi, therefore they are kripanaha. I mean, misers. You see that many. Durena. See that? Read it. Ati viprakarshena. Ati viprakarshena. Ati viprakarshena. See that? Ati viprakarshena. He. Avaram.
Avaram.
Ar adhamam.
Adhamam.
Nikrishtam.
Nikrishtam.
Karma.
Karma.
Phalartina.
Phalartina.
Kriyamanam.
Kriyamanam.
He says, avaram, nikrishtam, adhamam, all these words you can see, adhamam, itna, adhamam, ordinary, inferior, wrong, all these words you can use. What is that? Karma. What is karma? Palartina kriyamanam. Palartina kriyamanam means what? The one who, the karma which is being performed, look at this, kriyamanam karma, the action which is being performed, by whom? By the one who is attached to the fruit of an action, who does the karma just for the sake of the fruit of an action, and for whom fruit of the action is the ultimate, not moksha. Understand? Such a person. Phala artina kriyamanam karma becomes what? Then that means he does not do the karma, does not perform the karma with the proper attitude. The one who is attached to the karma phalam, one for whom karma phalam is the ultimate, not the moksha jnanam, such a person cannot perform the karma with the proper attitude. Then if the karma is not performed with proper attitude, then what does he become? Now that karma is what? Just the karma. That karma is nikrishtam, not utkrishtam. Nikrishtam is opposite of utkrishtam. Utkrishtam means what? Superior, elevating, uplifting. Understand? And that here nikrishtam means what? Inferior. That means, why nikrishtam? Which will keep one ever bound. Therefore it is nikrishtam, not utkrishtam. Anything which prepares you for jnanam is utkrishtam. Anything which does not prepare you for jnanam, which will not pave way for moksha, is what? Nikrishtam. Which will keep you always, you know, inferior, which doesn't allow you to attain moksha. Which doesn't allow you to recognize your own happiness which is already there. Which prevents you from being yourself. Which prevents you from being your own, you know, very swarupam. Which prevents you from recognizing your own swarupam. Understand? Therefore it's what? Nikrishtam. Nikrishtam means inferior. Understand? Non-elevating, non-uplifting. Nikrishtam karma. Whereas, but then what? Buddhi yoga. Understand? So, whereas, buddhi yoga is what? Utkrishtam. You can understand, buddhi yoga is utkrishtam. Karma is nikrishtam. Whereas, buddhi yoga has become utkrishtaha. We can understand it. Buddhi yoga means what? He says, samatva buddhi yuktat karmanaha. Look at this. Buddhi yoga means what? He explains. Karma yoga means what? Samatva buddhi yuktat karmanaha. An action performed, okay, this karma performed by a person who is not a karma yogi, who is attached to karma, for whom karma phalam is the ultimate, who does not know jnanam and moksha as the ultimate, such a person's karma is the karma, ordinary karma, which is far inferior to karma yoga. And what is karma yoga? He says samatva buddhi yukta karmanaha. Is far inferior to karma performed with proper attitude. Okay, proper attitude of being able to look at every situation, every result, as prasada, with sameness of mind. Listen, performed with proper attitude, the karma performed without the attitude is far inferior to the karma performed with the proper attitude. What is the proper attitude? Attitude of samatva buddhi, samatvam. You understand what is samatvam, okay? And why it is inferior, Shankara explains very beautifully, janma maranadi hetutvat. Why karma is inferior? Why karma yoga is superior? He says, janma marana adi hetutvat. The karma performed without proper attitude by the one who is attached to karma, for whom karma phalam is the ultimate. Understand? Such a karma is inferior, far inferior to karma yoga. Understand? That is karma yoga means the karma performed with the proper attitude. Asamatvam, etc. Why? Because this karma becomes cause, karma performed with the proper attitude becomes the hetu, cause for the continuity of life of transmigration involving birth and death. Janma marana adi means what? Janma, then maranam. In between what? Sukha dukkha. Understand? That's why Adi Shabda stands for what? Birth, death, etc. means what? Janma marana adi hetutvat. The life of transmigration, which involves birth, continuous births and deaths, and in between going through lot of pains and time-bound pain, pleasures, and also lot of suffering and problems in life. For janma marana adi hetutvat. Because it becomes the cause. Hetutvat means due to its having the status of being the cause for the life of transmigration, karma performed with the proper attitude is inferior to the karma performed with the proper attitude of samatvam. Understand? Etc. I'm not going into too much details because I've already explained many times. Is it clear now? First sentence is clear. Shankara says why it is inferior. You can say janma maranadi hetutvat. Whereas why karma yoga is superior, then you have to say that. Because janma marana maranadehe. Okay, moksha hetutvat. I'm saying here. Okay, janma maranadi hetutvat. Karma is inferior. Karma yoga is utkrishta. Why? Because janma maranadi, okay, moksha hetutvat. Janma maranadehe moksha hetutvat. Due to its, it becomes hetu for, cause for freeing oneself from the bondage of samsara. Understand? He Dhananjaya. Read now. He Dhananjaya. Yataha. Evam. Tataha. Yoga Vishayayam.
Yoga Vishayayam.
Buddhau.
Buddhau.
Tat Paripakajayam.
Tat Paripakajayam.
Va.
Sankhya Buddhau.
Sharanam.
Sharanam.
Okay. Yes, Yoga Vishayayam Buddhau. That means what? Yoga Vishayam Buddhav means what? The Buddhav Sharanam Anvicha. He explains that Buddhav Sharanam Anvicha. Buddhav Sharanam Anvicha means, Sharanam Anvicha means what? Now, may you take refuge. May you seek refuge. May you take refuge. May you surrender yourself to Sharanam Anvicha. Go and take refuge. Seek refuge. May you surrender yourself to what? Buddhav. Understand? So, Buddhav, that he explains here, Yoga Vishayayam Buddhav. Yoga Vishayayam Buddhi means what? The attitude which which really prepares the mind. That is, what is Yoga Vishayaya Buddhi? Okay, then, that's why he says again, Shankara explains his own sentence, Paripaka Jayam. See, Paripakaja Buddhi. Paripakaha means what? Preparing the maturity. Pakaha means it is what now? Cooked. Understand? Pakaha means cooking. Know that? Pakaha samayal is cooking. And paripakaha means what? Making the mind completely ready and prepared. Cultured, civilized. Paripakaha means culture, civilization. We have to say all these things. Maturity. So, paripakaha. Paripakaja buddhihi means what? The attitude which prepares the mind, which makes the mind mature, which makes the mind cultured, which makes the mind civilized. Understand? Mature means what? That mind. Thereby, which prepares the mind for, makes the mind subtle. Thereby, which makes the mind ready for the rising of the knowledge. Understand? Makes the mind eligible for jnanam. Paripakaja buddhihi. The attitude with which the performed, with the actions, okay, with which actions performed really prepare the mind. Paripakaja buddhihi. Paripakkum sehira buddhi. We say paripakaja buddhihi means what? The buddhi attitude which prepares the mind for knowledge. Paripakaja buddhihi is what? He says yoga vishaya buddhihi. Understand? Yoga vishaya buddhihi is equal to paripakaja buddhihi. So why vishayayam? Because locative. Yedil sharanadainam. Now, where should you surrender to? What should you surrender to? Where should you take refuge in? The question comes. Okay? In that attitude. Which attitude? That's why he says here, paripakaja, yoga vishaya buddhihi. What is yoga vishaya buddhihi? Paripakaja buddhihi. In that buddhi, how will you say? Yoga vishayayam buddhav, paripakajayam buddhav. Which is what? Sankhya buddhav. Sankhya buddhi means what? The mind which is ready for jnana. Okay, the attitude with performed with which mind becomes ready for knowledge. Mind becomes, understand now? So, what is it which makes the mind mature, cultured and civilized and subtle? That prepares the mind for jnanam, that is paripakaja buddhihi. Therefore, may surrender yourself to that attitude. That means what? May you be given to that life of karma yoga. That's the meaning. Sharanam ashrayam. So he uses the word sharanam means what? Ashrayam. Sharanam ashrayaha means what? An abode. Okay? And a refuge. That's what he means. He says, abhaya prapti karanam. Abhaya prapti karanam. Beautiful meaning. See, what is a refuge? If you ask, now what is a refuge? We talk about refuges here in this country, no? Really speaking. Abhaya. Such a beautiful word. Look at this. Sharanam is equal to ashrayaha. Sharanam, take surrender to something, take refuge in something. That means what? He says, abhaya prapti karanam. Bhayaprapti karanam. Anything which causes fear is what? Bhayaprapti karanam. Will you go and surrender to something which causes fear in you? Always should go and surrender to something. Take refuge in something where you will be free from fear. Not bhayaprapti karanam. So that which will free one from fear. That which will free one from sense of being insecure. That is abhayaprapti karanam. Understand? Therefore, may you take refuge in that means what? That's the only thing which will free you from fear, which will free you from sense of being insecure. Because it is the knowledge which will free you from being sense of being insecure, it is the knowledge which will free you from fear, and for that jnanam, mind needs to be prepared. For that preparedness, you have to entertain that attitude which will convert all your karmas into yoga. Therefore, may you be committed to live a life of karma yoga. That is the meaning. Is it clear? Very beautiful thing. See, ashraya. Nobody explains ashraya means what? Ashraya. And then shrayaha itself is enough. Ashrayaha means that is the place, that is where one should take refuge. There's no choice. There's no choice about it. Whether I can go to France or Germany as a refugee, here you have choice. Our moksha, what should I do? Where can I go and surrender to? Understand? Moksha is thing for abhayaprapti karanam, for abhayaprapti, not for bhayaprapti. Everywhere bhayam, wherever I go, it's only bhayaprapti. I only have fear. Nothing makes me feel secure. Nothing makes, really, there's no security. Everything is bhayaprapti karanam. But I am looking for abhayaprapti karanam. Understand? I'm ashraya, that is ashraya. Ashraya is that where one becomes free from fear. One becomes free from sense of being insecure. Understand? And that is what is ashraya. That's why may you take refuge. So karma yoga, living a life of karma yoga is the way, no other way, for preparing your mind for knowledge, without which no moksha is possible. Understand? Sharanam anvicha. Anvicham for prarthayasva. Prarthayasva, may you seek. Okay? May you pray for. Prarthayasva means what? May you have. May you attain. Arthayasva. May you reach. May you have. May you. Understand? That's what parasharanam anvicha prapis. May you seek refuge there. Prapthayasva. And he says, paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Look at this, beautiful. He explained that buddho sharanam anvicha. Shankara explains again. This is why we have to study Bhashyam. Paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Say after me, paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Understand, bhava, may you be. He, Arjuna, may you be. What should he be? Sharanaha. The one who has taken, refuge is what? Sharanaha. Sharanam means refuge. Understand? The one who has taken refuge now is Sharanaha. So may you be the one who has surrendered to. May you be the one who has surrendered to. For what? Jnana. Knowledge. Okay? Knowledge of what? Absolute truth. Parama artha jnana sharanaha. May you be the one who has surrendered to the knowledge of the ultimate truth. Paramartha means ultimate truth. Paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Understand? See, so much it implies living a life of karma yoga actually implies what?
Now, surrendering yourself to the knowledge. Paramartha Jnana Sharanaha. Surrendering oneself to knowledge of the truth is surrendering oneself to Ishvara. Understand? Surrendering one's will to Ishvara. Surrendering one's will to Ishvara means living a life of karma yoga. There is no, none of my actions go by my whims and fancies. All my actions are in conformity with dharma. Go by my knowledge of right and wrong. Which is discretion action, we had already told you earlier. Second thing, all that I do it ultimately for my jnanam, which is happiness. Understand? Therefore, all that I do with Ishwarpana Buddhi, all that anything I do to the night of offering to Bhagavan, Ishwarpana Buddhi. So whatever comes in life, I don't give up doing my duties. I keep on doing all whatever I have to do in conformity with dharma, with proper attitude of offering to Ishvara, without being shaken by whatever comes in life, because I accept everything which comes in life with the proper attitude of looking at it as prasada. Understand? This then what? Then you have paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Look at it. Buddho sharanam anvicha means what? Paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Ultimately you are committed to, see this attitude, all these attitudes imply what? Commitment to live a life of dharma, having discretion in action, doing the right, not doing the wrong. It means what? Living in tune with Ishvara, the law and order. Understand? Second thing, what is the attitude you have? Ishwarpana buddhya. Whatever I do to the attitude of Ishwarpana buddhi. Whatever comes in life, I look at it as prasadam. That means what? Buddho sharanam anvicha. That means, may you be committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Knowledge is freedom. For that knowledge, you have live a life of karma yoga. That's why paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Paramartha jnanameva sharanam. Yes, yeah. Look at this. Compound. Paramartha jnanameva sharanam. The ultimate refuge is knowledge of the truth. Nothing else. Abhaya prapti karanam is what? Where you will be completely free from fear. Understand? That is why in Tamil Nadu, the Lord Subramanya, when he worshipped as an unmarried single Subramanya, he always say, Yamirka Bayame. Why there is fear when I am here? Subramanya, have you seen that picture? I don't know about it. Why? Because the fear, Abhaya Prapti Karanam, the real freedom, the freedom from sense of being insecure and fear, that is only in Jnanam. That's why Abhaya Prapti Karanam is what? Jnanam. Buddho Sharanam Anvicha actually implies one meaning is may be 102, may you commit yourself to live a life of karma yoga. One meaning. Another meaning is Buddho Paramartha Jnana Sharanaha Bhava. Okay? May you be committed to the pursuit of knowledge. There is nothing other than knowledge, which is Abhaya Prapti Karanam. There is nothing which will free you from these things are the knowledge for which nothing will prepare your mind for jnanam other than living a life of karma yoga. Look at this. Have you got it now? This is very important. Buddho sharanam anvicha means paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Jnanate sharanendanaha ahu. That's the meaning. What's the mother tongue?
Mine? Hindi.
Oh, I'm sorry. You, yours?
Gujarati. Gujarati.
Oh, okay. I thought you somehow had long understanding. Paramartha Jnana Sharanaha Bhava. Because you must be following, there's a lot of Hindi here, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like Paramartha Jnana Sharanaha. Paramartha Jnana Sharanaha, if you say Hindi. Mm-hmm. Like all vowels I have to gulp and say only. And then it becomes Hindi. Look at the speech. I can understand very good standard Hindi. I can't understand the ordinary colloquial Hindi. I can understand the proper sound Hindi. Because of Sanskrit.
I don't speak Hindi, you know that. I don't speak Hindi. Thank God, otherwise I'll be speaking Hindi. Paramartha Jnana Sharanaha Bhava. Please remember this, okay? Paramartha Jnana Sharanaha Bhava. Ityartha. Yataha. Why? Because he says, Avaram Karma Kurvanaha Krupanaha. Why? Because people who are involved in this inferior karma. What is inferior karma? A karma yoga, a karma performed with the proper attitude, you know, which prepares the mind for jnanam is said to be karma yoga. That karma is what? Karma which becomes yoga is utkrishtam karma, varam karma. Understand? The karma performed without the proper attitude, it becomes what? Avaram karma. Inferior actions. Understand now? That's all. Same karma. Karma is the same. But performed with proper attitude becomes varam karma. Karma performed without proper attitude becomes what? Avaram karma. Such people, kurvanaha, those who are involved in this performing actions which are inferior in nature. Why inferior nature? Performed without proper attitude. Those people are kripanaha. Kripanaha, he says, dinaha. In fact, dinaha means what? At least they deserve pity. I feel sorry for them. You know why? Because the pitiable people, dinaha. Weak people, misers, really speaking. He says, palahetavaha. Palahetavaha. Why? Because palatrishna prayuktaha. Palatrishna prayuktaha santaha. Palatrishna prayuktaha santaha means what? They are craving for the fruits of actions. Palatrishna prayuktaha means what? Those who perform actions craving for the results. Nothing wrong, I told you already, you cannot do without expecting a result. But craving for the results of actions means what? You do not see anything more than the fruit of the action as the ultimate. Understand? Those who do not see anything more than the fruit of the action as the ultimate are those who are craving for the fruit of actions. That means what? It implies this sentence, palahetavaha, means those who are attached to the fruits of actions. Those who think they can attain everything they want by doing karma. They can get anything by doing karma. Such people, and who are craving for fruits of actions, are those who do not know anything more than the fruit of actions as the ultimate. Such people are those who do not have purushartha nischayaha. You can say all these things. Palatrishna prayuktaha means those who do not have purushartha nischayaha. Therefore, those who do not know knowledge being identical with moksha, which is the ultimate goal. Therefore, those who do not know the value of knowledge. Therefore, those who can be committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Therefore, those who may not know the value of values dharma. And for those for whom artha kamas become the ultimate. The means the time-bound means, the time-bound ends, which should serve as means for accomplishing the ultimate, themselves become the ultimate ends. Do you mean what I'm saying? Such people are what? Palatrishna prayuktaha santaha. He says, Yova yetad aksharam gargi aviditva asmat lokat praiti sahakrupanaha iti shrutehe. Very beautiful. Shankara quotes another, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad statement. Such people, what happened to such people? What happened to such people? Understand? Palatrishna prayuktaha, you have to remember all these words. Look at this, what Shankara says, palahetavaha. Palahetavaha means what? Those who think they are the authors of fruits of actions. Those who are attached to the fruits of actions. That means what? Palatrishna prayuktaha, those who craving for the fruits of actions. Why they crave for the fruits of actions? Because for them the fruits of actions are the ultimate goal. That means what? Those who do not know anything more than the fruit of action being the ultimate. Therefore, they do not have purusharth nischaya, they do not know the value of knowledge, they do not know the value of values. Such people. What happens to such people? He says, yaha. No, they aksharam aviditva. He says here, Gargi, he calls his wife Rishi, okay, calls his wife, hey Gargi, oh Gargi, look at this. Aksharam aviditva. Without knowing the reality in this life. No, without having assimilated the vision of the reality, without having the vision of the reality, without knowing the truth of the universe in this life, aksharam aviditva, yetad aksharam, this reality, this aksharam, the reality, the imperishable reality is aksharam. Aviditva means what? Without knowing. Hey Gargi, look at this. Hey Gargi, aksharam aviditva. Without having understood the reality of this, no, imperishable reality of this universe, which is there as this very self, in this the truth of one's own mind, etad. Why etad? Because the closest. The reality of the universe, which is there as the nearest self, without knowing the reality of the, okay, imperishable reality of the universe, which is there as the very self, nearest self, without knowing this reality, asmat lokat praiti, one who dies, okay, one who leaves this mortal coil, one who departs from this universe, one who departs from this body, physical body. Asmat lokat means what? One who leaves this universe, literal meaning, one who leaves this body. Asmat lokat, one who leaves this physical body and departs from this, goes from this universe, from this world. Praiti means one who goes. From where does he go? Asmat lokat. One who departs from this world. How does he know? That means what? One who departs from this world, that means what? One who dies. Okay, one who leaves the physical body and departs from this world. How? Aviditva, without knowing. What? The reality, imperishable reality of the universe, which is there as the nearest self. Such a person is Krupanaha, is a miser. Krupanaha. Why? He has wasted his life, has not spent the buddhi Bhagavan has blessed him with, has not made use of the great intellect, the instrument of intellect which he was blessed with, which can be used to properly and perfectly sharpened, and which you could have pierced and patted and discovered. If any buddhi, the man dies with the buddhi, ignorant buddhi, that means he has not made use of the buddhi shakti which has blessed, he was blessed with. If you make you have the buddhi shakti you are blessed with, then you discover the truth of the jagat, then you leave the body, this body, leave this world with the knowledge, then you are not Kripanaha. Otherwise you are Kripanaha. Understand? So if you have to leave, if you should not die as a Kripanaha, you must be what? You must have gained the knowledge. For gaining the knowledge, what you need? Mental preparedness, sharpness, sharpness of intellect. Understand? For which, what should you be? Pure and for having pure and steady mind, what you should have? You should have lived a life of dharma. Understand? And you should have been committed to the pursuit of knowledge. You will live dharma. You should have lived a life of karma yoga. Isn't it beautiful? Bhashan is so beautiful. This is. Do you see that?
Yes.
Or when I become fresh after reading this. Before I feel sleepy and I start reading Bhasham, I become fresh. Because I'm listening so much. Therefore, Krupanaha is defined by, who is a Krupanaha? Is not defined where? In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So Shankara quotes here, to understand the meaning of the word Krupanaha used in Bhagavad Gita, he defines what Shruti? Brihadaranyakam. What better quote you want? The Shruti is quoted means Shankara quotes a proper quotation. What? Sakshat from Upanishad, directly from Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and he tells, hey Gargi, yeah, okay, but there is simple singular is used here. Yahava, whoever, you have to say Yahava, Yova, Yetad Aksharam Aviditva, Asman Lokat Praiti, Yaha Asmat Lokat Praiti Gachati, Katam Gachati, Aviditva, Agnyatva, without knowing, Kim Agnyatva, Aksharam Agnyatva. What is Aksharam? Truth of the universe, reality of the universe, imperishable reality of the everlasting reality of the eternal reality of the universe. Why it is that Aksharam? Why? Don't need to go and search for anywhere. Yetad Aksharam. Aksharam which is available as the very nearest self is what? Yaha Yetad Atmanam. Yetam Atmanam. Yetam Atmanam Aviditva. Na? Gachyati. Mriyate. Asmat Lokat Praiti. Saha Kripanaha. He is a Kripanaha. That means he has not made use of the intellect, the capacity of the intellect one is blessed with. Capacity is that every buddhi, every human intellect is highly capable of discovering any amount of subtle facts, provided one should be committed to that pursuit. Commitment is important. Understand? And to be committed, one should know the value of what one can accomplish. And to be, for that buddhi shakti to manifest and to accomplish the, you know, all the, those things, and that is a disciplined life is very important. Unless one lives a very, very clean and disciplined life, it is impossible for the mind to become that, all the potentiality to manifest. Understand? That is why he says, Yaha Kaha Kripanaha. Therefore, unless one lives a life of karma yoga, okay, the karma performed with the proper attitude becomes karma yoga. So any karma performed, the one who performs the karma without the proper attitude is what? That karma is avaram karma. Understand? And those who are involved in doing avaram karma, those who do with any proper attitude, because palahetavaha, no purusharthasya, no value of, there's no knowledge of, the value of knowledge. There's no commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. There's no value of, knowledge of value of dharma. No commitment to live of dharma. Just do something. Crave for the fruits of actions. That is the ultimate for you. Such people, there's no way of becoming prepared for jnana. Therefore, that is why karma is avaram. Why? Avaram karma kurvanaha. Okay? Palahetavaha. Palahetavaha palatrishna prayuktaha. And he explains that. How kripanaha? He quotes Shankara, wants to stop that. That's why once under he says, buddhau sharanam anvicha. May you be committed to the pursuit of knowledge. No, that one sentence, paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. That means, once you become paramartha jnana sharanaha, you are committed to the level of karma yoga. Then you are a karma yogi. Your karma becomes varam karma, utkrishtam karma, jnana prapti sadhanam karma. Understand? Otherwise it is avaram karma. And he always said, janma maranadi hetutvat. Therefore, you can, very beautiful here, you can quote the sentence, Yahava yetad aksharam aviditva asmat lokat praiti saha kripanaha. It's a beautiful relative pronoun. Yaha is a relative pronoun. It's a masculine gender pronoun. Yaha. See, saha. That person, yeshaha, I am this person, kaha, which person, who. Yaha is a relative pronoun. Always it should be followed by another third person pronoun. Yaha, he, who. yaha praiti, yaha gacchati, yaha mriyate, asmat lokatu gacchati, praiti. Aksharam brahma aviditva. Yetad atmanam aksharam brahma aviditva yaha praiti, saha krupanaha. He is a miser. He was blessed with the tremendous capacity, mind with the tremendous strength, capacity, but he has not made use of it at all. And he says, if a person has samatta buddhi, samatta buddhi yuktaha sanna, swadharma anutishtanna, yat palam pratnoti, tat shruno. Come on, listen to this. One who anutishtan means what? One who follows, one who lives one's life, performing one's own duties. Now, with the proper attitude of samatvam, then what is the fruit he is going to gain ultimately? Listen. That is he saying. Next sentence. It's okay?
Purnamidampurnamidampurnapurnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.